What if the exhaustion you feel isn't laziness, but your body's desperate attempt to communicate something your mind refuses to hear? We live in an era where stress has become so normalized that we've developed an entire vocabulary to glamorize it: hustle culture, grinding, beast mode. Yet behind these badges of honor lies a startling reality. Up to 90% of doctor visits stem from stress-related conditions. We've essentially weaponized our own biology against ourselves, turning a survival mechanism into a chronic disease. This isn't about adding another meditation app to your phone or forcing yourself through another yoga class you'll quit by February. Understanding stress requires recognizing a fundamental truth. Your body evolved to handle lions, not LinkedIn notifications. That racing heart before a presentation? That's the same biological response your ancestors experienced facing actual predators. Except they could run, fight, or hide, while you're expected to sit still and deliver quarterly projections with a smile. Your stress response is essentially a turbocharger designed for short bursts of enhanced performance. When working properly, it's magnificent. The amygdala detects danger, triggers the HPA axis, floods your system with cortisol, and suddenly you're sharper, faster, stronger. Athletes experience this before competitions, performers before taking the stage. This eustress can even boost immune function temporarily. But here's where evolution failed to anticipate modern life. This system was designed for occasional physical threats, not the relentless psychological war of emails, deadlines, and existential dread about climate change. Your ancestors faced maybe a dozen genuinely stressful moments per month. You face that many before breakfast, scrolling through news headlines while worrying about whether your coworker's vague email was passive-aggressive. Without a tiger to outrun, cortisol circulates endlessly, creating a reinforcing feedback loop. Thoughts trigger emotions, emotions trigger more thoughts, and you're catastrophizing about conversations that haven't happened yet. Think of stress in engineering terms. Stress equals force divided by cross-sectional area. A steel beam handles enormous weight because its structure distributes pressure widely. Your stress capacity works similarly. It depends on your resources, support networks, and coping mechanisms. People who seem unstressable haven't built immunity. They've built a wider cross-sectional area to distribute the weight. Stressors fall into four categories: a ton of pressure. Trauma represents life-shattering events, cancer diagnoses, sudden losses, profound betrayals. Obsessions prove more insidious because they originate within your mind. A colleague's comment spirals into weeks of self-doubt. Nuisances are daily paper cuts, jarring alarms, traffic jams, technology glitches. Individually insignificant, collectively they erode resilience like water wearing down stone. Noise represents your internal monologue: worry, self-criticism, catastrophizing. While external nuisances might number in the dozens daily, negative thoughts can reach thousands. The solution? Ruthless elimination. That complaining friend? That anxiety-feeding news app? That avoidable commute? Identify what genuinely matters and be merciless about what occupies mental real estate. You are not the one thinking your thoughts. Western culture teaches us the inner voice is us talking to us, but this creates an impossible paradox. If it's you, why would you need to talk at all? MRI studies confirm inner speech activates the same brain regions used for speaking to others. Your brain is literally talking to you like an overactive commentator. This changes everything. You don't need to obey every thought crossing your mental landscape. Your brain has three major flaws. It communicates beliefs before verifying validity, repeats what others have told it without questioning credibility, and consistently exaggerates situations to capture attention. Think of it as a sophisticated but overly sensitive fire alarm. When it sounds, you don't stand there listening. You evacuate, verify actual danger, then respond. The three anchors of sanity provide a framework. Is it true? If a thought isn't verifiably true right now, drop it. What can I do to fix it? For real problems, take immediate action. Can I accept it and make life better despite its presence? For unfixable problems, practice committed acceptance while focusing on constructive responses. Make a deal with your brain. Only two types of thoughts are permitted: useful ones that make a tangible positive difference, and joyful ones that genuinely feel good. When negative thoughts arise, interrupt by asking, "How is thinking this making anything better?" Then firmly redirect, "Bring me a better thought." This isn't suppression, it's conscious redirection toward productive mental patterns. We've become emotionally illiterate in a culture that prizes logic over feeling. We post happy photos while ignoring internal distress signals. Anxiety, irritability, withdrawal, haziness, these normalized states are actually stress indicators. Many suppress feelings through alcohol, scrolling, overworking, or food, but suppressed emotions accumulate until we're forced to face them. Nick Yaris survived 22 years wrongfully imprisoned on death row by speaking to himself as his greatest champion. What we tell ourselves about events creates our emotional response, not the events themselves. Psychologist Paul Ekman identified 6 basic universal emotions, yet Brené Brown's research found most people can only name 3: happy, mad, and sad. This emotional illiteracy explains why so many feel perpetually misunderstood. All emotions stem from either fear or love. Envy is fear of never obtaining what we desire. Anger at children running into traffic is fundamentally fear of them getting hurt. Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor's research reveals emotions naturally flush from our system within 90 seconds. When they persist longer, we're actively choosing to regenerate them by repeating triggering thoughts. Physical sensations, butterflies before presentations, tension headaches, throat knots, aren't metaphors, but emotional manifestations. Ancient Eastern medicine understood what Western science now confirms: unprocessed emotions become physical ailments. Traditional Chinese medicine links emotions to organs. Excessive anger impacts the liver. Chronic worry affects the spleen and stomach. Overwhelming emotional stimulation damages organs and obstructs energy flow, creating blockages that manifest as symptoms. Dr. Bruce Lipton's epigenetics research shows every cell responds to thoughts and beliefs. He coined nocebo effect, where negative thoughts create negative health outcomes. Patients told about medication side effects develop those symptoms, even with placebos. Today, 70 to 90% of doctor visits relate to stress-induced conditions. Prolonged cortisol causes chronic inflammation, increasing risks for heart disease, diabetes, obesity, depression, and cancer, while accelerating cellular aging. Our bodies have 8 fundamental needs: move, restore, stretch, relax, breathe, fuel, digest, and snooze. These aren't luxuries, they're biological requirements for processing modern stress. Beyond physical, mental, and emotional aspects lies a spiritual dimension, a deeper connection to yourself and something greater. True calmness resides within your soul, naturally serene and unaffected by external turbulence. Spiritual stress occurs when we disconnect from our true nature, fixating on how life should be rather than accepting what is. To access intuition, try body bridging, asking yes or no questions and noting physical sensations that indicate answers. Create soul appointments for journaling, meditation, or nature walks. When caught in negativity, pause and ask, "What would my soul do?" This separates you from ego, offering perspective from your higher self. Becoming unstressable requires 7 habits: ruthlessly reduce stressors, take charge like a CEO, prioritize simple pleasures equally with work, connect intimately with all feelings, maintain healthy lifestyle through movement, nutrition, and rest, set firm boundaries, and relate to more than this physical world through daily stillness. The unstressable view every stressful experience as a learning opportunity, analyzing what stressed them and developing strategies to handle it better next time. Stress comes not from life's events, but from how you handle them. The modern world grinds us down daily, yet recognizing its stressors is the first step toward reducing their intensity. Your body isn't broken. It's speaking a language you've forgotten to understand. Listen to it. honor it. The most powerful antidote to stress isn't found in any app or pill. It's found in remembering you were designed for joy, not endless endurance. Stop treating stress as a badge of honor and start treating peace as your birthright.